And here's an issue of the times. Should employers be allowed to fire anti-vaxxers? The Constitution guarantees your right to bodily integrity, but is that an absolute right? What about the consideration of the public good? COVID-19, as we know, is highly contagious. It is also deadly. So what do employers do about those people who don't want to get vaccinated? Unions across the board, and they're not always the best of mates with each other, but from Solidarity to COSATU, say they will take action against any employer who dismisses an employee who chooses not to be vaccinated. We're joined by two guests this morning, the national spokesperson at COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and we've got a labor consultant, Tony Healy, to weigh in on this matter. Let's start with you, Sizwe Pamla. Thank you for your time this morning. You are serious as far as unions. You will not stand for any employer who threatens employees who choose not to be vaccinated.
Well, indeed, we've been talking about this at NetLec, and we've agreed on the 14th of June, the minister did issue a directive making it very clear that employers do have a responsibility to accommodate all those workers who are uncomfortable with the vaccine or with vaccination. And of course, as you rightly said, that our constitution does protect people, it allows people under Section 12 to have the right to bodily integrity, but also freedom of religion. So there are constitutional grounds for people to object to a vaccine, but there are also medical grounds. I mean, some people are allergic to some components of the COVID-19 vaccine. So also on cultural grounds, people can just make an argument to say, under my culture, these are my objections. But the point here is, firstly, we want to make it clear that our position is to encourage workers to vaccinate. We are working with all social partners to encourage workers to vaccinate. But we are also clear that those workers who are uncomfortable with the vaccine, they have the right to raise that issue with their employers, and the employers sure have no right to bully them into a company that is vaccinated.
Sizwe, what about the argument that perhaps isn't an absolute right, your guarantee of bodily and psychological integrity? In other words, that is a right that must pass the test of being both reasonable and justifiable. So where there's a medical reason, perhaps we can tick that box. But where it is unreasonable or unjustifiable to choose to not take the vaccine, then other rights, the greater good and the threat to your colleagues and the fellow employees in that organization, surely then those will take precedence.
Well, firstly, yes, for a union, it is also quite a difficult issue to grapple with, because you represent both the employee who is uncomfortable with the vaccine. At the same time, you also represent the employees who would have vaccinated and who may be saying, look, the presence of this individual does compromise our own safety. So it's not really a black and white issue, this issue. But having said that, there are options that have been made available to employers to consider rather than just dismissing people.
And it's a moot point, for example, if an employee can work away from the premises. Let's take all the reasonable objections or even reasonable options that could work in a particular situation. But we're talking now, and let's hope it's the extreme rare case where an employee would be in contact with other employees and there is a chance of transmitting this highly contagious and deadly disease. What happens there? What should employers do about those cases?
Well, like I said, you can accommodate employees to work outside of ordinary hours where they don't work with other
sure
people.
Sure, but in cases where it is impossible to do so, that's what I'm talking about, Sizwe. In cases where it is impossible to do so, what should happen?
Employees can wear, as they are doing now, I mean, workers are not vaccinated and they're wearing a 95 mask. So you can allow that individual to continue to wear a 95 mask.
Is it enough?
Without... Well, it is enough now. Why are we reopening workplaces and saying workers can go to work and be productive?
But there's always a chance of transmission, isn't there?
Yes, there's always a chance of transmission. But the point we're making here is that in accommodating what are legitimate reasons from an individual, you also have to be reasonable enough to accommodate that individual and say your rights under the Constitution are protected. But having agreed that those rights are protected, let's look at what is possible. What is it that we can do in this instance to make sure that you do not pose the risk that COVID-19 poses for your fellow employees or the public.
All right, Sizwe Phamla, stay listening. I'll come back to you in a moment. Tony Healy, you've heard what Sizwe Phamla has to say about this. The other side of this coin, of course, is that there is case law. For example, I'm thinking now of the Minister of Health of the province of the Western Cape versus Goliath and others, where the court compelled people to receive treatment for tuberculosis against their will. Some will say there are instances where the public interest outweighs the right to bodily and psychological integrity. What's your view?
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, well, that's quite right. And the same will apply here when it comes to mandatory workplace COVID vaccination. And we do have that's been referred to, the 11 June Government Gazette, which clearly makes allowance and provision for such circumstances. Now, of course, employers can't make vaccination compulsory willy-nilly. There needs to be a valid reason, and they're directed in this Gazette to weigh up three factors: public health imperatives, as you've spoken of, constitutional rights of employees, as my colleague at Cassato has spoken of, and the efficient operation of the business. And in a nutshell, what it really says is that there will be circumstances where it's inevitable that an employer will draft a compulsory COVID vaccination policy. But that would need to be, as you've just mentioned, justifiable and reasonable. So you'd have to look at the particular workplace. So where there's a high risk of infection and transmission, then that employer would absolutely be entitled to make vaccination compulsory. They would, of course, still need to go to great lengths to see whether this employee could be accommodated elsewhere and ensure that that employee receives a necessary counseling. But ultimately, if they refuse, and if the employer can justify the mandatory policy in their environment, then that employee will be entitled to be dismissed. And there will no doubt be many cases, many, many test cases on this, ultimately, to see what the courts have to say.
If I think of the Labor Relations Act or the Occupational Health and Safety Act or even the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, is our legislation adequate in terms of dealing with people who refuse the jab?
Well, our difficulty is this. I think the legislation is adequate, in my view. What we don't have, unfortunately, is case law yet on this particular issue. You mentioned the Goliath case earlier regarding a different disease. We don't have the case law, any case law yet on this particular COVID vaccination subject matter. And it's going to take a little bit of time for that to come through the CCMA and the courts. But my sense is that they will ultimately follow the same train of thought as you've described earlier on in the Goliath case.
I mean, ultimately,
You can't have a directive that permits mandatory COVID-19 vaccination and then have subsequent case law that doesn't allow it.
I mean, ultimately, the safety of the population, the idea of the greater good, ultimately, is always going to trump individual rights.
Well, yes, and as you also rightly mentioned, we have a limitation clause in the Constitution, so no right is absolute. And if that right has to be limited in the context, for example, of protecting the public in general regarding this terrible pandemic, then so be it. My money would be on the courts supporting circumstances where employers can make vaccination compulsory. I might add there will certainly also be case law where the courts will conclude that it was not justifiable. So employers are going to have to be careful that when they scrutinize and assess their workplaces and all the vocations in it, that they come to a reasonable and rational conclusion that Workplace X can have a mandatory vaccination policy.
What about the likely scenario that with time we may need booster shots, for example? In other words, you're not only going to be vaccinated as a once-off, but this is likely to be an ongoing process to just make sure you are fully protected. And of course, the idea that this thing continues to mutate, it continues to have different variants. So being protected today doesn't mean you'll be protected tomorrow. Is that an argument that the unions, for example, can make?
They'll certainly make it, and others will make the argument and stress the argument regarding the constitutional rights. But at the end of the day, we do have this directive. This directive does make provision for mandatory vaccine policies. COSATU themselves were part of that process. And when it comes to future booster shots, the same must apply. And that is that an employer has an absolute obligation to ensure the health and safety of its staff. It has a right to protect its own interests. It must observe, of course, the constitutional rights of employees. It must deal with objections from employees maturely and responsibly, provide them with counseling, accommodate them elsewhere if at all possible. But if you've got an environment and you've got a request, you require the booster shot to be taken, to your point, and the employee refuses, and that booster shot is going to enhance their and everybody else's protection, then again, it would be a ground for fair dismissal.
Tony Healy, I appreciate your time. Cesar Pamla, your final word on this?
Well, look, we want to reiterate our position. That we encourage all employees to actually vaccinate because this will firstly save their own colleagues and the public and also save them the stress of having to be subjected to these processes. Of course, we haven't dealt with something like this before. So this is really going to test the Constitution and the Labor Relations Act to the limit because our job is to ensure that we represent those employers and those employees, but at the end of the day, we also have to protect even the other employees who will be the colleagues of the individual objecting to this. So we want to reiterate this. Let us all vaccinate. We encourage people to vaccinate, but also we want to send a clear message to employers who think that they are going to use this to victimize and retrench people, is that we will take this all the way to the Constitutional Court to test the Constitution on these matters.
Cesar Pamla, appreciate your time, national spokesperson at COSATU.